Welcome back. We're live and local this morning. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for joining us. All right. So it's 2022. I'm sure a lot of you are looking to find a way to save a buck. I do it all the time this time of year. So I know right after the Super Bowl, what I'm going to do is I'll get rid of my cable. And I just won't have cable from now until September of this year. I only have cable during football season. So from February, in the middle of February, to the end of August, well, in the summer, I'm busy a lot. So I'm not just sitting around watching TV, but I have Netflix, Hulu for those evenings that my wife and I just want to sit down and still watch maybe one of our shows. But I think a lot of people are going to this. Getting rid of cable and only doing the streaming service, right? You know, if there's a big game, I could leave. I could go out to one of our local sports bars. I could watch it there. I could go over to a friend's house. I could still watch some sports. Well, my man Billy Beebe right here has a list that he put together of some of the best cord-cutting opportunities, maybe some of the best shows that are streaming right now on some streaming platforms.
Yeah, Jordan, so there's so many platforms now. There's
so many.
So much you can get. And, you know, what are the benefits? Why do I get this? What do I do with this? Blah, blah, blah. I thought, you know what? I'll break it down. We'll discuss it. I wanted to hear your thoughts on some of this stuff. Like, you know, is it worth it? Would you ever get this? Blah, blah, blah. I know you already talked about you have Netflix and you have Hulu. So what I did was I got the price, the top show, a pro and a con for each of these streaming services. And I did the top five. All right?
All right.
So your thoughts, I know you said you have Hulu, right?
Yep.
Hulu is $6.99 a month with ads, $12.99 without ads. Okay? Top shows on Hulu are Little Fires Everywhere and Handmaid's Tale, which I know is like a huge, huge phenomenon. The pro for that. So Hulu is like updated network shows. So I don't, for example, if you watch Blackish.
Well, here, I'll give you a perfect example. You've made fun of me for this. I watch Grey's Anatomy, yeah. All right?
I have, yeah.
I watch Grey's Anatomy. My wife and I do. My whole family does. You just know I come from a medical family, so I love to hear my mom and my stepdad and my aunt, them all debunk things that are happening in it. But we'll watch it live, or if we can't watch it live, it's nice to know that Hulu has it the next morning.
Right. That's a great point. So Fox, CBS, NBC, even ESPN, some shows.
ABC.
They'll have it the next day updated. That's like network stuff. So that, and again, I put a pro as that updated TV and the network reruns. So shows like Scrubs. Scrubs used to be an ABC show. It's on there. The cons for that, I think the ads are stupid. A lot of people, the ads thing, nothing else offers ads. That's
We're
the only one.
Free.
And then I just think it's mediocre content. Nobody is watching these shows, you know.
I only watch.
Want to get in on it?
I only watch on Hulu the network reruns.
Yeah,
that's all. I'm not getting on Hulu to watch a movie. Now I know the All Madden documentary. Rest in peace, John Madden. I know that's on Hulu right
now.
Okay, so that's I will go on to watch that.
Yeah, but yeah, I just know like. They advertise like, oh, you can rewatch Jimmy Kimmel the next day. It's like, oh,
no, I'm not doing
that. I don't know.
So that's Hulu. That's what I have YouTube for.
$12.99 network stuff. Do you like ABC? Do you like NBC? Yeah. That's probably the gist with that. I know you have it, and you talked about why you liked it. I have it just through my brother. Probably would not get it on my own. So.
We have it bundled. So we have Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus. And my wife handles all that. I think she's paying maybe $15 a month, if that. But we get all three of those.
Okay, that's good. That's a good deal. Netflix. So Netflix is currently $13.99. Top shows and movies, Stranger Things, Cobra Kai, Ozarks. And then they also have Seinfeld. They just put Seinfeld on there. I'm a big Seinfeld fan, I love that. The pros for it, Jordan, are the Netflix originals.
I was just going to say that. I think that's one of the biggest things. The Netflix originals, whether it's a series or a movie.
Shows, the movies, the stand-up. They put a lot of money into stand-up. The cons. So the shows leave. Anything besides a Netflix original is going to leave eventually. Maybe it'll come back, maybe not. Movies come and go. here and there. Weirdly, they have certain shows that only have like one or two seasons. I don't really understand that. Like, they have season one of Survivor and that's it.
Okay.
Like, I don't really understand what's going on there. And then they are well known for the fact that it's a rising price. That's their standard, is to every year or 2 years raise the price. Well, so if you have Netflix, you need to expect that it'll be upped every year. I actually watched a video on how their standard is set.
Well, I was looking at a bank statement recently, and I'm like, I'm paying almost $18 a month for Netflix. Why am I doing that? But then I went in, and I'm like, I'm paying for four screens.
Yeah, extra like, screens, right.
But the four screens didn't bother me, but it was the definition. It was like HD or something like that. It was like, I forget what it was, but then there was the same thing pretty much, but $5 cheaper for, I think the definition wasn't as good, but I'm like, it's going to still look good. If I can save me $5 a month, I'm going to do that.
So that's Netflix. I have it. I know you have it. I know most people have it. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
This one's just a winner. I really couldn't find many problems. Disney Plus is $8 a month or $80 a year. It's the best show. Okay, like the best show. Star Wars is what everybody talks about from there that you can't miss. The pros, obviously you get the whole Disney library. And then the cons. So you have to pay for new releases. If they come out with a new movie, you have to pay to watch it.
Oh, yeah, like Black Widow.
Black Widow is
$30. You could watch that when it was still in theaters.
Yeah, it's $30 to watch it like a movie. And then the other one is, you informed me this, I did not know, they don't have Spider-Man on there.
That's a con.
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
I think they're trying to protect it.
Do you have it? You have Disney Plus?
Yeah. I have that whole Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus bundle.
I'm going to have to get it because it just seems like a win. It was hard to find cons with it. All right, Jordan, here's the one that I thought was like the little brother of all this. Apple TV. So Apple TV is only $4.99 a month. The best shows on there, this is it, Ted Lasso. Everybody loves Ted Lasso. Everybody's talking about Ted Lasso. Yeah. I think that is like the reason to have Apple TV. I've thought about getting it just to watch the show.
I invested the $5 a month to watch one show. But their shows that they do have that on there are good if they're only Apple TV.
So Ted Lasso and The Morning Show, I'm not sure if you watched that.
That's the one. Because I come from TV.
Right.
So I know working in network how that drama can be.
Right.
And I was flying to LA earlier this year. I was on Delta or United, and they had two episodes on the TV right in front of me.
Okay.
So I watched. I was hooked instantly.
You love it.
I loved it. So then as soon as I landed, I was sitting on the airplane. I'm like, all right, well, let me go invest my $5 a month for this.
So the last one we have is HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So if you already have HBO, you get HBO Max. I think that's how it works.
I'm not a huge HBO person.
Okay. So that's, yeah. So HBO Max is $14.99 a month. It's the most expensive. The best shows on there, obviously The Sopranos, The Wire, Euphoria is huge right now. I've never watched that. And then Hard Knocks is on there. The pros, they are also paired with Warner Brothers. So any new Warner Brothers movie, I'm not sure how long they're going to do this, but like Space Jam went straight to HBO Max. I think the new Batman movie, the new Wonder Woman movie went straight to HBO Max. So you're hooked up in that way. And then HBO content's legendary, right? The Sopranos, Euphoria, and The Wire. The Wire is regarded as the best show of all time, I guess. I haven't watched it. I love The Sopranos.
Do you have HBO?
I have HBO, yeah.
Okay, I know that you're a big movie junkie, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, I love The Sopranos, too. Yeah. And then, ironically, my dad bought it for when the Browns were on Hard Knocks. Okay. And then we've had it ever since. The cons, the price is obviously the most, and, you know, most of the content it shows. The other thing here, Jordan, is people love about HBO is HBO will just show, like, movies, you know, like reruns of movies that you don't normally see on cable, like special movies. You don't get that with the streaming.
Yeah.
So that's full breakdown. Sounds like you have most of them, except you don't have HBO Max.
I guess I'm happy. And I'm glad I have them now because I'm going to be cutting $75 out of my monthly budget next month after the Super Bowl when I get rid of my cable. So glad to have it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about some New Year's resolutions. Yeah, Americans 23% of them are in agreement for one thing.